You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. Today we are talking about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle, aptly titled Yoni Live Once. And hopefully we only have to do this one once. I'm your host, Kirsten McKinnis, joined by two very special guests for this very special episode of the Hot Dummies on Islands recap. First of all, we've got the amazing, the incredible, the podfather, Rob Sestrino is here. Rob, how are you?
So excited. So very, very excited to be here for this episode. What a dream panel to talk about Yoni Live Once. You know, I used to have a Yonana machine.
Yeah, you were obsessed with the Yonana machine. Thankfully, they are not related whatsoever. But as I said last week, Rob, people have said the one thing missing from our Hot Dummies dialogue is Akiva Winokur's opinion. So we brought him in. Akiva, how are you?
The hottest dummy in town.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe this town. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look, we're doing it.
We're here. It's happening. So,
Kirsten, can I say thank you for granting my wish here when we were talking about you doing season 3 coverage of Too Hot to Handle. I said my one request is that you have myself and Akiva as your guests for season 3, episode 7. And boy, did Lana and the Too Hot to Handle gods deliver.
Yes, thank God that it was this episode. This is a good one. And, you know, I like to grant wishes, you know, so I'm granting your wish here. And hopefully one day when there's like some sort of podcast that I just have to be on at the last minute, I can text you and say, Rob, remember that time we talked about how to handle the Kiva? And you'll be like, okay, you're in.
Yeah.
That's my goal anyways.
Money in the bank, pass granted.
Amazing. Incredible. Okay. So I feel like the best way to start this off is first, I'd love to get Keeve's overall impression of what he just watched.
Okay. So again, I came in, I had heard of the show, but I didn't know that this was what the show was. I thought this was maybe like Teams or I didn't really know what the show is. I'd never seen it before.
How would the Teams work on Too Hot to Handle?
So like, kind of, I think it's teams. Just like people fighting. I thought it's like more like Are You the One or something, like people just fighting. You know, like a lot of thruples, like love triangles, not thruples, like people fighting over loved ones. And just like a lot of hot people in increasingly smaller bikini bottoms getting just like arguing with each other. And, you know, I didn't know if there was a plot other than that. But now, apparently there is a plot.
I would love to ask. So, sorry, you were envisioning that as the show progresses, the bikini bottoms would get smaller. Is that
correct?
No, I mean
by season, probably. That just seems to be what's happening. But no, I think, but I didn't think that was the major plot point of the show. I thought that, I don't know, but apparently it's just that they're not allowed to touch each other. And every time they touch, are there rules? Is there somewhere I could Google, like, is it like $2,500 a kiss, $1,000 for a hug? If they're in bed, it's like $10,000. Or is it very arbitrary how much money they lose from the pot?
There is a set amount that everything costs. However, this season, a couple episodes in, people were breaking the rules too much. So they doubled the prices of everything.
Oh.
So typically one kiss would be $3,000. However, it is $6,000 this season.
Jeez.
Because there were so many kisses.
Inflation.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Absolutely, yes.
Like, how much does coitus cost on the show?
I believe that
I want to hear if you think it's a good deal, Akiva.
I believe it is $20,000 normally, so it would have been $40,000 this season.
Oh my god, but it hasn't happened yet, I guess, or else we'd be out of money already.
It has not. However, one couple, Nathan and Holly, did kiss 5 times in one night and lose $30,000 for the group. So if they just slept together, it would have only been $10,000 more.
Yes. It was just terrible math by those two. They must feel so stupid.
They're the stupidest people in the world. My sister has actually now watched Too Hot to Handle with her husband. I don't know why, but they watched it and she texted me asking, like, why would they do this? And I was like, they're the dumbest people alive. Like, maybe they love kissing. I cannot explain why.
Mm-hmm. You know, my dream for Too Hot to Handle season 4, I would like to see happen to at the ceremonies is I'd like to have them also, in addition to everything like Too Hot to Handle is happening normally. And then I'd like to see them also like bring in like a panel of people who are in sort of like dire economic straits. Okay. So, and you have this, like, it's like Lana is like, you just lost $56,000. And then there's like a person who it's like, I have $300,000 of student loan. Why? Do you understand? Do you have any idea on the meaning of money? Why would you do this? And then they just get like berated by people who are in like really tough, like economic situations. I think it would help like really bring like gravity to what they're doing.
That is honestly a great idea. Can I punch something up also?
Please do.
So they do this thing where like the omniscient Alexa, what's it called again? Lana?
Her name is Lana.
Lana. And do we know who Lana is?
No, it's not a famous person.
Not a famous person. And then who's the narrator?
I believe Desiree Birch.
Okay, so they come, like they all sit around Alexa called Lana, and Lana tells them like, hey, this week you lost like $42,000. They're missing something really obvious, which is they should be showing the whole group the infraction so they could all react off of it. That seems like an obvious punch up. No, like, hey, like, here's what happened this week. And then it like, you know,
who's that for? I mean, we see it at home.
Yeah, but it's for the other couples that they could get mad at them. Like, oh, what are you guys doing? That's like an obvious have them react to what happened thing.
I mean, I think that when Lana said that at 4:42 a.m., a bleep rubbed a bleep intimately, I think that was the same energy.
Yeah, a bleep rubbed a bleep intimately.
Why wouldn't she say it was just names they were bleeping, right?
No, it was body parts, Akiva.
Okay.
Lana used obscenities?
I didn't understand why it was like, you know, Alan, like rubbed Samantha.
Who's Alan?
I don't know. Just like random people's names. And like, I didn't realize because he said intimately, like we already understand like what they're saying. They said intimately. I didn't realize. So bleeps can't rub bleeps. Okay.
Yeah, it was a bleep rubbed a bleep.
There's no menu. There should be a menu somewhere where everything costs. I don't know why there is.
So based on that infraction, it looks like normally hand stuff would be $5,000, but it was $10,000 this season because it's doubled. We've gone over the math every season. We try to figure it out. They don't really tell us. They don't tell us how it works, how they win. They want us to go in as blind as the dummies cast on the show so we can experience it with them and go on an adventure.
Can I ask Akiva one more question? Akiva, when you watch the show, do you root for them to break the rules or you root for them to...
Well, it's sort of an inherent flaw in the show in that like their actions should be doing nothing all day, basically. They should just be having pleasant conversations. And then at the end of the season, which is like abysmal because nothing happened, that everyone can go home with, you know, their split of 50 grand or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But like you personally, what are you rooting for when you watch this episode?
Well, I'm not rooting for like these like PG-13 grainy footage hookups. Like I want everyone to.
You want them to win the money.
I want
I want them to lose all the money.
Yeah, I think zero would be funny. I don't know if there's ever been a season where they just all went home with nothing. You said one time one person went home with everything.
Yeah, no, they've never gone to zero. And normally each season they get some sort of opportunity for one of the couples to go into the private suite. And if they don't hook up that night, then they will earn back all a bunch of money that's been lost.
So the show should be called Temptation Island.
Temptation Island's already a different show.
I know, but that's really what they're doing. They're tempting them on an island.
On Temptation Island, there's the temptation is other hot people to get you to cheat on your partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also here. That is part of this show too.
Well, no, but it'll be married couples will go on Temptation Island.
Oh, okay.
And then get tempted to cheat. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You know what? If there was somebody who was smart and thirsty enough on this show, what they should do is on the first night say, look, everybody here, we're all just going to do whatever we want. Let's call their bluff. They're not going to have a show with $0 by tomorrow. Let's go. They'll put more money in the pot. Trust me.
So everyone should just go wild on night one. And they'll have no show.
It's $0. And listen, they'll figure out a way to put more money in the pot.
Can you be kicked off the show for too much smooching or whatever?
No, they only kick you off for being boring.
Really?
Yeah, two people got kicked off because they weren't engaging with the workshops and also weren't hooking up.
You can this break season? All the rules. Every season.
Nathan and Holly have lost over $100,000 for the group, and they are still on the show. Yeah.
Why can't you vote someone out? There should be a vote-off option three episodes in. Do you want to vote off a couple?
Why?
It's for entertainment, not for their person. I don't care about their personal development.
The producers vote off any boring people that don't want to play ball.
Do they ever bring people in the middle of the season?
Oh, yeah, all the time. They do, yes.
And the Obi and Olga were brought in late, and Jackson, Brianna, and I still can't really say his name properly. Harry?
Harry's a hard name to say.
No,
there's Harry.
There's Harry.
Who's from South Africa, and it's with a G, and it's pronounced it's not Harry, but it's kind of Harry.
Can I ask you a question? Harry. The guy with a lot of tattoos. And looks like he probably has never showered before in his life.
The Wish Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. You don't like that guy, right, Kirsten?
No, he's the worst.
Okay, good. I was just nervous. I could be friends.
Oh my God. You think that's my type?
No, I don't think that's your type, but I got nervous that I don't know. A lot of women like Pete Davidson and men don't understand. I just want to make sure.
Pete Davidson is how sometimes people like to do home improvement projects to make a nicer home for themselves.
Sure.
Pete Davidson is the human version of a home improvement project for women. You know, he looks he's a little anemic. You want to give him a nice meal, wrap him in a warm blanket. And Ariana Grande said that he's packing. So that's also part of it.
But this guy,
BDE Akiva.
But yeah, this guy to me, it's a deal breaker as a human being. If you're into that guy, I feel like.
Steven?
Did you notice Steve's tattoo, Akiva?
What does it say? I didn't notice.
It's across his collarbone, and it says, "It comes sooner than you think."
Mm-hmm. It's very profound.
Okay, so I feel like we should talk about this episode. Yes. We are on a time crunch. Sorry, sorry for that. But please, Akiva, at any time, if a question pops up, we encourage that. That's what this is all about. Okay. This is a great episode for anyone it's their first time with Hot Dummies on Islands. So at the end of the last episode, we determined that Izzy and Jackson would go on a date and Brianna and Nathan would go on a date. I think that Georgia and Harry, South Africa Harry, I guess I'll just call him, were going to go on a date, but they broke the rules. So he went to bed with no dinner, no date for him.
Mm-hmm. This was called, the producer said, we don't have anybody for Steven. So, all right, maybe Georgia will go back with Steven if we...
Are there more guys or women right now?
Yeah, I think there's more guys.
As of right now, there are more men, yes, because they sent in two men and one woman together. Yes.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So this is the thing with this show as well, is like on some of the Hot Dummy shows, if you get asked on a date, you can say no. On some of the shows, if you get asked on a date, you have to go. We don't 100% know about Too Hot to Handle, but I'm assuming that if you get asked, you have to go, especially if you are Nathan in this situation. Because this is where the drama comes from.
Well, you know, we get kicked off the island at a certain point if you're just saying no to dates and stuff.
Well, like you would... Holly would like Nathan to say no because she wants him to be faithful to her, of course.
Have they been dating since the first episode? It seems like they're an old married couple as the show's presenting in episode 7.
Yeah, they got together fast and they have hooked up more than anybody.
Nathan has a lot of sexual energy, Akiva.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the wrong
show
to be on.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go.
He's an international playboy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he from?
South Africa.
Yes.
And where's Holly from?
America.
Can you be more specific?
Oh my God. Okay.
Who cares?
Let me no, it's open fine. My it's notes.
Fine. It's just a funny Canadian thing to say someone's from America. It's like a big place.
Oh, but it's fine to just say, oh, someone's from South Africa and not specify a city.
I mean, I would like to know if he's from Joburg or whatever, but I didn't get any information.
Joburg.
It's what the people in the know call it.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Holly is from Colorado. They call her Hurricane Holly, Akiva.
Mm.
She oozes sexuality when she talks, according to Holly.
Yeah, with every word she says.
And Nathan is from Cape Town.
Okay, that's another big city in South Africa. Yeah, so this is not the show you really want to ooze sexuality on.
Well, like, when you're going in, you think it is. And then the rug is pulled out from under you and you find out that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So the dates in this episode are just literally like sitting on the ground drinking, which is a very standard like Love Island type date. Izzy and Jackson just like are vibing. I felt like their date was kind of boring, but they make out on their date. They break the rules.
Well, there was some good dunking on Olga, who in the last episode talking too much. Kirsten, I like Olga is spying on them.
Yes, Olga and Obi spy because they are both interested in respectively Jackson and Izzy, and they are upset that the two look happy. They hate coming in second place. I feel like Olga and Obi could have created a connection there, but didn't Olga already tell Obi she thinks of him as a friend?
Yeah, everybody has friend zoned Obi. I mean, they talk about Obi like he is like of Kevin Hart's stature.
Yeah, he's 5'7" is what we've determined. So for the people on this show, that is a complete deal breaker.
Yeah, it's a non-starter.
No, damn.
Yeah,
I feel like when you're as hot as Obi, you should be able to overcome that. But I guess on this show, pretty much everyone is super hot.
Is 5'7" a bad height?
5'7" is my height. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, mine too. So, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I've met you and you were not 5'7", but okay. I'm like
5'6 3/4. You are taller than me. You are different.
Okay.
I thought you were 5'8" though.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm 5'7" on the dot. Mm-hmm. So you might be 5'6". I'm really sorry to bring.
I mean, I'm 5'6" and something. It's just how many, you know. You got to round up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have thought you were rounding up from 5'5", but it's
fine.
Oh,
no, that's
come on. Kirsten, come on. Please.
But there is a famous tweet that says that all men know how to do is lie and be 5'7". So Obi fits right into that.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone stayed together from the show? Like, has anybody ever, any relationships lasted?
After season one couple, Harry and Francesca, was together for like a little while, but it was almost certainly just for clout and they got matching tattoos. Then they broke up. And then, I don't know. I think both of them are famous on TikTok now. I have no clue.
Is this a show you can get famous on? It's on Netflix. It seems somewhat popular. Can you get like a few 100,000 followers if you go on the show?
I think most people coming in already have like 50,000 followers. I don't know if they see like a ton of
Oh, so they're already casting sort of like Instagram hotties, that type of thing?
Yeah, that's where they get these people from.
Every single person on this show is listed as a model, basically.
All right, well, let's do a quick look. Olga, too hot to handle Instagram. Let's see.
Kristen, would you go on the show if asked?
No.
No?
First of all, no. Second of all, I've embarrassed myself enough on television to last a lifetime. I don't need that in my life. And third of all, like, I'm high on my own supply, but like, I'm not, you have to be plastic surgery hot to get on these shows. Like, I'm not meeting the threshold.
Akiva, how many followers? Now, Olga, she was not one of the core 10. She came in after the fact. She was in the first round of grenades.
Can I make a prediction?
Yeah. What?
Olga's got to be the hottest Olga in the whole world, right?
On the all-time hot Olga rankings?
She's got to be. I mean, I'm sure back in the day there were a lot of hot Olgas.
I think the average age for people named Olga is like 39 right now. Mm-hmm. So like, there's probably some other hot Olgas. Yeah, I feel like they're all probably from like Scandinavian countries. They're probably all
Hot. Mm-hmm. I think there was Fanny was the oldest name in the world, but then they all died. So then Bertha became the oldest name in the world.
Wow.
Olga's not up there.
Okay. Kirsten, you have a guess on the Instagram followers for Olga?
I'll say 33,000.
Higher, 79,000.
Damn.
So she's right. You know, that's not nothing.
How many followers do you think Jackson has?
Jackson, the rugby guy. I feel like the guys, they tend to not have as many. I'll say that he has 40K.
No, Jackson's not the rugby guy. Jackson's the one whose mom is a politician in London. Okay. Does that change your guess?
They're all rugby guys. I know who he is. Yeah.
You're either American or you're a rugby guy.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's got 51,200.
Right there.
So
that was
he's
close
doing
enough.
Okay. I guess
this was espionage. I'm right there.
We call it Number Wang
Number
in this
Wang.
House.
Yeah. That's what they should have called this show.
We're gonna punch
maybe like up
the
dollar
name,
dollar Wang.
Dollar Wang.
Well, I guess is it only dollars because they're international people? So is it a different currency? Because then it'd be like
crypto.
You can't call,
maybe
you can't
Bitcoin.
Call it like, you can't call it like pound Wang. That's not right. Hmm. I don't know. It's tough. I think the bad touch was like a great suggestion, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What about can't touch this as a name? And they do. Then they have the theme song.
I like that. Yeah. Well, that came up earlier this season where they were whispering in bed, you can touch this. And then they said, no, we said you can't touch this.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think the word was me, not this, but that did happen. That did happen. I also can't imagine another reason on the list of many, many reasons why I would never consider going on this or any of the Hot Dummies on Island shows. Sleeping in a room with all those people and half of them like can't stop themselves from hooking up also sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, there's a lot of giggling that goes on at nighttime.
Too many adults for one room.
Mm-hmm. I talk in my sleep. That would be embarrassing. Like, brutal.
On You Can't Touch This, then could they call when they do get to hook up Hammer Time, Akiva?
I mean, if you want a woman to never look at you again, you could try it.
Well, the show is calling it hope I can go to Hammer Time.
That's what they call the private suite.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Huh?
You get like 20 minutes of Hammer Time if you're.
That's your wristband turns green, I guess. Oh, I hate that so much.
Is everyone in one room? Because it seems like there's 11 people, but there's like 6 people in the room. I don't know.
Everyone's in one room. Yeah, they all just share beds with each other. And it does seem like there's less people on the show than there are because the editors have decided to just not show us irrelevant people. And I am so grateful to them for that.
Yeah, that's a survivor trick. Just pretend people aren't there.
Like, they are only showing us Patrick when he's being so dumb, right? And thank God for that. The Izzy Jackson date, not that exciting, but Nathan and Brianna go on their date and they're like getting ready and Brianna looks super cute in her little matching set. And Nathan tells Holly, don't worry, he's going to be a gentleman, which do you think that's a reassuring thing to say? Cause I don't.
Yeah, he's sort of like, don't worry, I'm just going to be like a Jonah. She's like, well, you don't have to. Like, you could just like not go. He's like, well, you know, I must fulfill my obligation. I have to go and
gonna make TV. Yeah.
He says, well, I can't say no, can I? Mm-hmm. Which we don't know. Maybe he could. We don't have the full rule book, as we've said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there should be feeds on this show. I guess not really, because not much is happening.
This filmed like a year ago, Akiva.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want live feeds for this show, though?
No, I'm not a pervert. Like, at all.
A pervert on what? There's nothing going on here.
Yeah, but it could.
I feel like anyone watching the live feeds are too hot to handle is like, oh, I'm watching for a rule break. Like, someone tweets, rule break, hashtag too hot to handle. And then everyone rushes to their computer to be like, oh, my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
That if you told a normie, a.k.a. someone who's not in our, like, little reality TV universe, that you watch the Big Brother live feeds, they would also think you're a pervert. You know?
Yeah, and I have heard that before. Mm-hmm. I think that was said on the Survivor B&B this year by one of their wonderful guests, actually. I think he just went on talking about how Big Brother fans, not even live feed watchers, just Big Brother fans are perverts, not knowing who he was talking to in Mike and Liana. That should have been in the top moments of 2021, Rob. Damn. Okay, so...
But they didn't react to it in the real time. It was like the funniest moments were like the reaction of every person listening to it. Not necessarily.
Well, and then like the following week when Mike and Liana get to break down, like, wow, that was so like awkward and uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah, it was the host that was my brother and me.
Yes. And you know what? He's probably not like completely wrong, but like he's a little wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we get them on their date. Yeah. During their date, we also see like some gossip about how it seems like Nathan is really into Brianna. And it's like, yeah, Nathan likes hot women. We know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put it on the bottom line. Scroll
it's
down.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a prediction?
Please. Okay.
I think Nathan and Brianna live happily ever after.
Oh, not Ooh, even Nathan like and Holly. Wait, not even Nathan and Holly?
Nathan and Holly. Sorry. Okay. Nathan and Holly.
All right, that's different.
I think Nathan and Holly like grow old together with many children.
No way.
Okay, I think that's crazy.
You're being
they're meant to be.
Yeah. Oh, you're joking. You're joking.
There's a scene, by the way, in this episode where they spend like 15 minutes. Like one of the main things of the episode is like they're building up the fight between Holly and Brianna. Am I getting the names right?
Yes.
And then truly nothing happens. Like they imply that Brianna takes 4 hours to get ready for bed. 2 hours.
She says she takes 4 hours. Yeah, but
She takes 4 hours to like get ready in the morning, and they sort of like splice stuff together.
I think that there is a good chance that she spends 4 hours to get ready in the morning on Too Hot to Handle, and 4 hours getting ready for bed on Too Hot to Handle.
They do not have a lot of time for anything.
Yeah. Though.
I mean, like, yeah, that's like 32% of your day getting ready and getting unready.
It seems like people barely have time to shower in the real world. Like,
I would push back on that, Akiva. I think people have time to shower.
I'm a busy guy. How do you have time for that? 8 hours a day or even 4 hours a day of getting ready?
Well, I mean, in the real world, I think it's like if you don't have anything else to do, like if looking hot is your full-time job, yeah, you have time for that, right?
I guess I wouldn't know about that. That's
but one,
do you think any of these people have ever had like any semblance of a 9-to-5?
No.
Any one person on the show?
No, and I'm so jealous of all of them for that. Working a 9-to-5 sucks.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I want to circle back. So, Akiva, are you saying that people don't have time to shower in the real world?
No, I'm just saying like you write your schedule in your head for the day. Like, right. I don't know how you would pencil in 4 hours to get ready. It seems like how much time could you possibly have?
How long does it take you to get ready, Akiva?
I can be ready in 90 seconds if I need to.
Okay, how about including a shower, Akiva? How long does it take you to get ready?
I famously, when I'm here, I shower like day and night because this is like my only bed. I'm not like doing, I don't want to get into bed dirty. I want to like, so I'm showering morning and night when I'm in a hotel here on the road. But other than that, like, what am
what's
I doing?
What's the time frame? How long does it take
me to shower? What's the question?
No, to get ready.
Other than that, I lay out my clothes the night before. Like, literally, I could be out the door in 3 minutes. Okay. I got my clothes laid out because I don't want to make decisions in the morning, you know?
Okay. You know what?
This is now. Fair this enough. Is like productive corporate Kyiv. Like normally in the real world, like I haven't been dressed in 2 years. Like I haven't like, you know, put on my fancy sweatpants to go outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Can we go back to the date between Brianna and Nathan?
Yes, we can.
Yes. It was the very sexy chocolate fruit. Wait, is it fondue if it's chocolate?
Yes, it's chocolate fondue. Yes.
Yes.
The better kind of fondue, chocolate fondue. And yeah, they are just chatting, getting to know each other. And no, they're not getting to know each other. Actually, I take it back. They're talking about Brianna's ass. But, yeah. That is what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm. Now, Akiva, you would not think that this was a sexy date, right?
No, I don't like chocolate, first of all.
Yes.
And it was like, why are we George Costanza? Why are we incorporating food into like any
sort? Wait, you don't even like chocolate fondue?
It's fruit play.
Yeah. I wish Rob would never say that again, Kirsten.
Listen, you can't tell Rob what he can and can't say. Yeah, he will not listen.
I planned this joke hours ago.
It's true.
Yeah,
he wrote the joke.
Yeah, did you not get the Google Doc from Rob? It has. Mm-mm. It's about 7 pages long of all of the bits, the pre-planned material, what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I do not, to answer your question, I do not like chocolate fondue. I don't like any, the only chocolate I'll eat is like maybe a candy bar, but I don't really eat chocolate other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not like the biggest chocolate person, but that's still disappointing for me to hear. Like, I just.
The idea of fondue is repulsive to me.
You'd think raining fondue.
You don't like.
Fondue, you'd think on the list of things that COVID killed, but then most of the things we thought COVID was going to kill.
It's more like a fondant these days.
That wasn't even in the script. He just came up with that one. Now.
Wow. Off the dome. Fondant. So this day, they're just like feeding each other chocolate covered strawberries. And Nathan tells Brianna that his head has been turned. His head is turning a little bit towards her, away from Holly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he says, you know, I feel like I kind of have all my eggs in one basket. She's like, yeah, but you shouldn't do that. And he's like, oh yeah, you're right about that. Shouldn't put all my eggs in one
basket.
Imagine
telling your wife, like, I just have all my eggs in one basket.
Well, for the record, Nathan and Holly have known each other like 4 days. Like it's,
how long does the show last? Do we know?
I think they film, between 7 to 10 days.
But
he
doesn't tell that to his wife. That would be like that he tells it to his mistress. I'm like, well, I don't have all my eggs in one basket.
It's like you tell your mistress that you're going to leave your wife. But guess what? You're never going to leave your wife.
That's what happens this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's telling the camera, you know, I'm really interested in her. But then in real life, he's showing almost no.
Yeah. And so while they're on this date, the far more interesting part of this episode to me is how angry Holly is for the majority of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She is furious. If Nathan comes back and says he wants to get to know Brianna, she is out. You cannot make her look like an idiot. And her heart and emotions are in his hand. Like, she's fuming.
She's not going to be part of a love triangle.
She won't do it.
Yeah.
And then this is where, so Holly and Nathan have their post-date conversation, which is, again, a staple in these Hot Dummy shows. Yeah. And Nathan in confessional is like, I'm going to tell her exactly what happened and how it happened. I'm just going to be super honest. And then proceeds to lie.
That she was really putting it on me. I have to say that she was really working it, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like how first he's like, oh yeah, you know, we had red wine, we had chocolates, and Holly's like, okay, get to the point. Is your head turned? What's happening?
Is the head turn a specific like term for this show? What they kept saying it.
Head turn, I think, is more of a UK type thing. Like people say it a lot on Love Island UK of like, oh, like you could be with someone, but your head gets turned by someone else. When someone new comes in, it's a common thing there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he fully throws Brianna under the bus, which I think is an extremely bold move considering Brianna is here and can tell the truth to Holly. And also it's all been filmed. Like, this is why I think Akiva is high if he thinks that Nathan and Holly are going to end up happy together.
He's only watched one episode of the show.
But they make it seem like this is like, they're almost like, They've been together for at least months.
No. Yeah, but like,
in reality, it's been about 4 days. It sounds.
She's gonna see this and be like, "Oh, he lied." Like, even if they still were together now, a year later, which I'm not sure if
does that happen on reality TV. Like, they watch and they're like, "Oh, now I'm breaking up with you from what you said on the show."
They do reunion shows sometimes on reality TV and on Netflix. They've done like I think was it the first one? Did they have like was it David Spade or Joel McHale that was like catching up with all the Too Hot to Handle people?
Oh, David Spade probably did the Tiger King one.
Okay. I think David Spade did this one, right?
I wouldn't let David Spade near any of these women.
I refused to watch it. I saw that there was a reunion and I said, I don't need to perceive that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's unnecessary.
Yeah. Holly says that Nathan is an honest man and was loyal, but Brianna, that I can't even with her.
She's feeling disrespected by Brianna. She is not that girl to get disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I like my notes turn into just, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, what is happening? OMG. Mm-hmm. But it's really just a lot of Holly talking about how she feels disrespected, winding herself up. She is ready to go. She's waiting in a spinny chair for Brianna. She's waiting in bed for Brianna. But Brianna's just peacefully getting ready for 4 hours.
Akiva, could you imagine your wife getting ready to fight another woman over you?
So in this situation, they're both fighting like whoever loses the fight has to keep me, I think. sounds like something that's probably happened before.
Oh, no. I feel like it was wild that Nathan lied and that more so that he even kind of got away with it. But
he totally got away with it.
Well, yeah, but like I my heart can't take that he fully got away with it and that there was no problem, you know?
It was the perfect crime because then like we saw that later that Brianna's going to fall asleep and then they got sort of like interrupted by then the women were about to have like girl talk and then they had to go to the activity and then when they brought it up after it was like, well, saved by the yoni.
Yeah, I'm actually really mad at Lana for this because we were gearing up for an iconic reality TV fight. We were about to have two women mad at each other, getting angry, and possibly the truth comes out and they rightfully turn their anger to Nathan, such as what happened with Izzy and Jazz at the start of the season with Truth/Robert, you know?
Yes.
Like we could have had that,
Kirsten,
and they did not.
But that Truth was eliminated, and I didn't hear this touched on in the last episode. When Truth, a.k.a. Robert, got kicked off the show, he said that he was leaving before he got to show anybody his best asset. And I tuned into the podcast to hear that I didn't know what that was going to be.
What Truth's best asset is.
Yes.
I don't have an answer for that question. I think that he's probably been lied to several times.
Akiva, there was a man named Truth on this
Truth,
show.
Okay.
And he bombed.
Really? His he wasn't
name,
good?
His name was Robert, actually, but he goes by Truth because he's so honest. And then he instantly lied to two women, kissed them both, was trying to play both of them, and they figured it out and both were like, well, we're both done with you. And then he had nothing to do and nothing to gain in the rest of the season. Yeah.
I can't believe I missed Truth.
You can go back.
Yeah, the episode.
Oh, I plan
there.
On it. I just wanted it for this podcast. Obviously, I'm going to stick with the rest of the season. I'm sure there's going to be like a lot of follow-ups on Nathan and Holly and stuff like that. So
sure.
The next morning, they just kind of like chat about the date. Nothing really happens. Holly is still annoyed and wants to have a conversation, but before they can, they have to get gathered by Lana to talk about the rule breaks that have happened the previous night.
Yeah. Okay.
Serious stuff. Jackson in the confessional says that a couple of things may come to light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new people, they don't care. They just come in. They're like, hey, look, this isn't even my money.
Well, except Obi. Obi cares a lot about the money.
He thinks
he could buy a condo, a car, start a business, pay off his debt.
In fairness, maybe it's a very tiny condo.
He lives in Toronto. The tiniest condo is going to cost more than the full price amount here. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really liked how they instantly, I think it was Georgia, pointed straight at Holly and Nathan when they find out there's been a rule break. And they're like, no, it wasn't us this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is where there were two kisses, and at 4:42 a.m., a blank rubbed a blank intimately. The group loses $22,000 total.
A blank rubbed a blank.
Instantly. See, isn't that confusing if you're just watching the show for the first time?
Yeah, I kind of was trying to do the Mad Lib in my head.
I'm assuming that the first blank is
one of the blanks Yoni?
Finger, and then the second,
why they bleep finger?
Probably the second blank.
The second blank, I think, is Yoni, I think.
A Yoni. Yeah. A blank rubbed a Yoni instantly.
I think they bleep it because they are trying to keep us in the dark as to how much each type of thing costs.
Yes. Okay. Fuzzy accounting.
Yeah. I don't think their books are probably clean here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you think we could Freedom of Information Act them to see what's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
I'd like to find out.
Akiva, what we need is Chester to start watching this show.
It's
so
true.
He could get like a whole spreadsheet of all of the different acts, and then how much bang for the buck did they get literally?
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's $3,000 for a kiss. It is $6,000 for hand stuff. I think it is $10,000 for oral. I think it's $16,000 for, I think it costs more for a man to go down on a woman than a woman to go down on a man, which again is the patriarchy and wrong. And then sex is like $20,000.
I will say, blame Lana. It's her rules.
And is it the patriarchy? It sounds like the women are getting a deal
to provide, but not to receive.
So it costs more for the woman to receive.
Yes.
Than to give.
Doesn't seem like that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I feel like you could argue it both ways. Of like, it's like, well, that is a more serious, it's further along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. It should be equal. It should be that those two acts are equal to each other.
It's also it could be a time issue also.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I could see an interpretation where that's more valuable. That is like a better thing than the other thing.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I feel like it would only be considered a quote unquote better thing because they're being like, oh, well, 90% of these dudes don't do that. So we'll make it more expensive.
Listen,
you know?
If you look like Tattoo Guy, you don't have to.
I'm going to set a precedent here. Everyone has to. Okay. Stop
not
it.
That guy.
Unless both people in the couple are not interested, but like,
what's that two guy's name?
Steven.
So even his parents are dumb.
I think Akiva, there's a good chance that most of these people's parents are dumb.
It's probably true.
I don't think you end up like this with like,
smartest
parents in town.
Right. You'd have to have two dumb parents. Like if you have one smart parent, then that's going to like,
my kids are fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the girls have they're going on a workshop because they need to promote sisterhood, and the goddesses need to recognize the goddesses in each other. Now, when I saw the title of this episode, I knew what was coming because they have done this workshop every season. They do this workshop in some form. So this is the episode where women talk to their genitals and somehow it makes them hate other women less.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Kirsten, can you remind us what other Yoni worship have they done in previous seasons of Too Hot to Handle?
The thing is, I feel like at one point they drew their Yoni.
I think they drew a picture. They painted it. I think they painted it once.
Yeah, I think they maybe painted it. I think there's a good chance they like wrote down like mean words about it and then burned those mean words.
Yes, maybe they did like the opposite of what the guys did this season.
Yeah, I think they've done all of those. This one was the first time where they involved flower arranging in it. Because everyone talks to their Yonis. They all take off their bathing suit bottoms. They talk to their Yonis. They say things such as they're sexy, that they will love their Yoni forever, that their Yoni is beautiful.
How was your day?
how is your day? They apologize to their yonis for calling them ugly in the past. Mm-hmm. They say they'll treat their yonis right. Mm-hmm.
I love you, Bish.
Yeah, it's a direct quote. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they talk about how when they give pleasure and they do not receive it in return, that is disrespectful to their yoni.
The disrespect.
And again, here's my direct quote in the notes. I mean, good for them, but how is this disrupting their conflicts? Like, I don't understand how this is supposed to solve the interpersonal problems between the women on Too Hot to Handle. Mm-hmm. Like, it does seem like people get a lot out of this exercise every year when they do it.
It's a hit.
So, like, good for them. Happy for them. You know, maybe people with yonis should try it at home. If you're listening to this podcast, give it a try.
Why is this such a common feature on the show? Why can't they just like make a diorama or just like do something not related to their anatomy?
Now, what would they make a diorama of?
Their feelings.
I'm pretty sure.
How do you make a diorama of feelings? Should we put that?
I don't
on the
know.
Wheel?
How do you draw a freaking painting of like a random body parts? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I think you should absolutely put on the wheel. Rob and Akiva make a diorama of their feelings.
Yeah. So it seems like that the exercise, it seems like that I'm sure there is some, you know, benefit of doing this solo, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. But I think that the group activity of sort of like opening up and discussing your feelings, it seems like that's where the bond comes from.
I guess. I don't know. It's a strange workout. It's a strange group activity. That's all. I don't know.
Focused on the things that unite them as opposed to what's dividing them.
They do the yoni puja to worship the yoni, and it solves all of their problems. While they're doing that, Patrick is leading the men in meditation, and I'm certain that he is coaching them on how to have an orgasm that lasts 45 minutes. I'm positive that's why they're doing that.
Akiva, Patrick.
You mean so they only have to spend it on one, you're saying?
Yes, make it count. Patrick says that he has done breath work, that he can have a 45-minute orgasm. Patrick.
Oh, so this wasn't like Kirsten coming up with this out of her hat.
No, she said that. He said that, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe that was Truth's power and we never found it out.
Maybe.
I don't think that was Truth's power.
This is his best asset.
I think that Truth's best asset was lying, and we did in fact see it. Like, we know.
Right.
At the workshop, they also all do flower arranging to make a representation of their yoni, and some of them were more literal than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of talking about what the color of flowers mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping that they would have somebody that would be like really bad, and that they would like, I feel like that's like the reality TV trope of that, like one person's thing is like a disaster and everybody goofs on it. But no, we did not have.
I felt like Bose was really bad and ugly.
But they didn't give them like the big, like doofy music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they just, everyone, it was treated like this was like a spiritual experience for all of them, and that they all learned and grew together, right? So I don't know. It would have been nice to see them clowning on each other, but I guess that was against the spirit of the workshop.
Yeah, because it was all about honoring the yoni and girl power.
Yes, they need to have love and sensitivity and empowerment for the rest of the retreat together. And this is where Brianna and Holly finally squash their beef. And it literally is nothing. Brianna's like, yeah, I don't want it to seem like I'm stealing your man. And Holly's like, yeah, I just want to move past it. Brianna's like, y'all look really cute together anyways. And that's it. We spent half the episode amped up for a fight. No fight.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, that's what happens when you're only there for 10 days. The producers really got to squeeze the juice out of everything. Well, I don't know why they didn't like, why did they encourage this fight? Because they were just probably in the next room over. Like, why didn't they somehow get them? Why did she wait for her to do 4 hours of makeup removal and not just like bring them in the same room and have them have it out? That would have been like the moment of the season, I assume. I haven't seen the
even if they had had the whole thing where they go to bed and it doesn't happen till the next morning. Mm-hmm. After Lana goes over the rule breaks, they should have had a break.
Yeah.
For Holly and Brianna to fight before they have the workshop where it gets then squashed.
Of course. Yeah. Terribly like produced.
Unless they have the fight. They get mad. Then they have the workshop. They worship their yonis and they become closer as a result. Mm-hmm. And at the end, then they're like, you know what? Actually, this is Nathan's fault, not your fault. And we're growing as people. But I think because they need couples on this show and most people are not really vibing, they're like, no, we got to keep Holly and Nathan together because they're a couple.
Yeah, I think that maybe because I heard this mentioned on the last podcast where because Holly and Nathan are like the A couple of the show, it's like we can't risk that our only real couple is going to get broken up here.
Hey, Bo and Harry are doing something. No,
they're nothing. Bo and Harry are nothing.
They're at least from the same country.
Yeah. I hate the way that Harry says Bo. He says like, Bo.
Unrelated, but can you just say the name Rogan in that same accent real quick? The challenge fans will love it.
Rogan.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's exactly Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Thank you.
Bo.
That is just how he talks. That's his accent. He's a tree surgeon. Okay. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They have a goddess party tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as one does.
Togas, golden white. Again, as the great Brian Scally said, it looks like they raided the Party City dumpster for this one again.
You know, I wonder what they did with the yoni arrangements after the exercise. I'm wondering, like, if I like brought one home and like put it on like the centerpiece on the dining room table, that would my wife know what was going on?
I don't think she would know what was going on, but I think she would be like, why did you bring this ugly flower arrangement instead of like nice bouquet?
If this show has fans, why don't they auction those off?
Well, I think they've been long dead.
It was a year ago, so those are not...
But not even just this. Like when they make their paintings, when they eventually make the dioramas, like they should auction that stuff off. Mm-hmm. Like Survivor auctions off the everyone's... what's it called? The stick with the fire.
Yeah, they could do that and donate the money.
This English is not my first time.
Yeah, they could do that and donate the money to Planned Parenthood. That would be a really good idea.
Yes, that's a good idea.
So at this party, Lana sits them down. It is time for them to get a review of their progress so far because some are showing growth and some are struggling.
Mm.
But this is where Lana starts to sound weird. She has detected a malfunction. She requires an urgent software upgrade and she's going offline.
Yeah.
Lana's never been offline in any part of Too Hot to Handle to this point.
Akiva, what were you thinking during this part?
So do we think that she's like pretending not to be there and everyone's going to go buck wild tonight? And then like,
I mean, yeah, they should have said that.
Well, she had a confessional, Akiva.
Yeah.
She said it was a test. Lana would never really malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Akiva, but we can relate to this because I feel like that we've had this with the Renap bot before.
That the Renap bot goes offline like or it goes haywire.
It's like going haywire.
It goes a little haywire.
Sometimes the Renap bot has some out of pocket things to say. And I think that does the Renap bot work where they like load in audio from like the dialogue from Renap? Because if so, this podcast is going to directly affect Renap.
Yeah, it'll start talking about its yoni and everyone's going to be horrified. I wrote a couple things down from the episode that I want.
Please.
So the narrator says they just shared a bed tonight together tonight. Something tells me, though, that sleep won't be on the menu. What kind of analogy is that? Like, there's no menus in bed. Like, why is sleep on a menu?
It's like a room service menu.
It's possible. They didn't say that.
Sometimes you get to a hotel, the room service menu's on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Brianna who said my game plan tonight is to be super cute? I think that's a good motto.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably her.
And she did look super cute.
Super
like that.
Fit.
She was wearing, yeah, very. She's a fit bird. but yeah, she was in that white matching set and she looked super cute, like very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we see everyone's mic pack the whole time? How come the show can't hide mics? Everyone's just like walking around in their bikini and a giant microphone. You don't see that on other shows.
You do on Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
They walk around in bikinis with it just strapped.
There should be
middle.
Like a very small mic. It should not be like you're walking around with a 5-pound mic.
It should be like the one they do for like Broadway shows where like the that Hamilton girl on TikTok has it like in her hair at the front.
Yeah. Singles Inferno didn't have this problem.
Singles Inferno, I think, was like a classier project, Rob. Like I don't think it's fair to compare the two.
Yeah.
When so then when the Yoni workshop, when the ladies like, see, we're all giggling. It's so funny for women. Like women are expected to do this and be like, imagine if guys were just like, cause they're just talking to their, like, their genitals.
Should
like,
we put that
imagine
on if the
guys
wheel?
Would do that. We'd be joking just as much. What are you talking about? You think of the patriarchy?
I gotta tell you, I think my natural inclination is to believe that men are talking to their, equipment anyways.
I don't think that's true at all. Not in a group setting.
Yeah. Well, if a man's talking, he's like, please, like, this, they're not usually talking to tonight.
You don't like amp it up. You could be like, yeah, tonight's gonna be the best night ever. It's gonna work perfectly.
I think she's making an assumption there.
I don't really remember the specific context of that exact quote to like break it down.
They're all giggling. She's like, see, women, we're not expected to do things like this.
I think a big part of the Yoni exercise and first and foremost, we said this before and I'll say it again, like, just because you have a Yoni does not mean you're a woman and vice versa.
Right.
But I think that people with Yonis are often made to feel bad about how that looks, smells, is, and to feel very insecure about it. And so I think that it is not a typical thing that women have an experience where they're told to like be feeling good about what they've
done. Fair enough.
So I do think that there's probably a little bit of merit to what our workshop coach, Sean Boudram, had to
say. And what do you think she got paid to come out to?
Same woman every time too, hasn't it, Rob?
It's these seasons were filmed like back to back, so that I don't think they sent the Yoni coach home and then had her come back.
Has there ever been a returning player?
No, not yet.
No.
Is there going to be all stars soon? You think?
No, probably not.
I mean, Rob Wordy gets mad when they pretend to be shocked that they're on Too Hot to Handle / are shocked to be on Too Hot to Handle.
What do they get told that they're on?
They were told that they were on a show called Pleasure Island and then had a booty drop, which was Lana.
And then the air freshener pops out and they see like, what? We're on Too Hot to Handle. Like it's Too Hot to Handle is so instantly iconic that all these Instagram influencers know it immediately that they are where they are.
And Rob just won't accept that they have the reveal. They stop for a second, tell everyone what it is, and then start filming again.
They act
they
instantly know, like, wait, yeah. I'm being too hot to handle right now.
Yeah, they're like, where's my lawyer? Mm-hmm. Why didn't sign off on this? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not. They were told it was Pleasure Island. And we did get one tweet explaining to us that Pleasure Island, obviously a play on Treasure Island, thus the pirate theme with the booty drops.
Did somebody not know that?
We didn't say it on the podcast.
But just because we don't say every single thing doesn't mean we don't know it.
I'll admit that I'm stupid. I didn't put it together. I'm really bad at rhyming puns. Like there was also a joke on BoJack that I didn't get either. Like, we got that it was pirate themed. I just didn't put together that Pleasure Island was Treasure Island. And you know what? Yeah, I'm not stupid, but I am dumb. And I've told you all that several times.
Maybe
so
you watch too many Hot Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you think I'm becoming one?
Yeah, you become who you hang out with. And these are the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, that's what they say. Take a look at the 5 people that you spend the most time with, and that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And your 5 people are like, you know, all a bunch of Netflix reality shows.
Yeah.
I think that my 5 people are actually a bunch of podcasters.
Yeah. Look at your other podcast co-hosts. And then the average of that is you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I'm the average of Scally, Mary, Lindsay, and Maggie, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm hmm.
But yeah, that's season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. Can we just talk a little bit more about the broken Lana situation? Okay.
Of course we can.
Lana says like, oh, I'm going offline. And everybody's like, oh, what's this? Is this time for an orgy?
That was Olga said that.
Yeah.
Is that the only thing preventing an orgy the whole time was the threat of losing a combined $50,000?
Yeah, down to $46,000. Just go for it at this point.
Yeah, go for it at this point. $4,000 to have one night of fun.
Listen, the thing is how everything else, like every infraction works, is you tend to just lose the money for like the furthest you go. Like right. If you have like kisses and other, you know, you hit other bases on the way to the home run, you just get charged for the home run. Right. So I don't know how they would do the math on an orgy. Like
they couldn't.
It would be impossible.
It's too big to fail.
I think they would just take all the money. I mean,
do you think there's one person here who could do the math for them and sort of explains how it works?
No, they couldn't.
Here on the show or here on this podcast? The answer on the to show. Both is no, but I don't know.
Yeah. Boy. And you know what? Netflix, if they were smart with the show, that they let them have the orgy. Be a huge story.
Netflix is really
be worth $46,000 and they don't have to pay them anything.
It's true. They should be trying to get their money down to zero. That's not why people watch the show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that is the problem with like Endgame of Too Hot to Handle is it tends to get a little bit boring because they're like people have actually started taking the experiment seriously.
I think there should be a survivor element. I think they should vote somebody out every week after the first like two episodes.
No, but then they would just vote out the people that are entertaining. It would be the worst.
Right.
Like production can vote people out.
Yeah, that's like the most boring person gets voted out every week.
The twist should be that the person that lost the most money gets to keep that money.
Oh, it's like a home run derby.
Like at the end of it, they don't tell you. But then at the end, it's like Nathan and Holly are making $113,000 and the rest of you are sharing.
Yeah, that would be a great twist. Like it is. But also, like, what if this show was the opposite in that you got money for doing stuff? How would that work?
OK, so what if it was a show for people that are not super experienced in the sexual arena.
Okay.
And it's like, this is boot camp. This is where you go to hone your skills and really learn what you're doing and you earn money.
Earn money.
That was a very different show at this point.
So maybe the same. Yeah. We have like five first timer men and women are here. Okay.
And they don't want to be anymore.
But they're also getting money. How about this? Okay, there's nine virgins and one not virgin.
Ah,
adding in the Joe Millionaire of it all.
And then at the end, if they pick the person who was the virgin, they win. If they don't,
the problem is by the end of the show, the virgin may be. Like everyone might have so much experience that it'll be hard.
Yeah. Okay. So what if it's not you don't get it's not you get money for every act. It's at the end there's some sort of vote and whoever has learned the most wins a prize.
Some skills competition.
Yeah. Exactly. So
like 3-point shootout slam dunk contest, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Exactly. Okay.
I do think Too Hot to Handle needs to shake it up somehow for season 4.
I think there needs to be a second twist on the show besides just the money.
Yeah, I do like that season 3 hasn't told them every time they're being tested. Like every other season, it's like, if you pass this test, you will get $40,000 back. And so people are like, okay, I will pass the test. But on this season, they bet on Nathan and Holly without telling them. So they didn't know that they were going to lose like $50,000. And this Lana test, they don't necessarily know it's a test. So I do think that is like a little bit of a fun wrinkle. But yeah, I think they need to add something additional for season 4 for sure. Hey, it could be All-Stars.
Maybe All-Stars. Bring it back.
I mean, I don't know how you'd really build a cast of All-Stars. Like the people that are on the show are very forgettable. But yeah, do you guys have anything else about season 3, episode 7?
No, but I would watch the rest of the show. But I agree. There needs to be like one more twist. There needs to be one more. Like, the only thing you could be invested in is the characters, because who cares if they each split $12,000 or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the problem is, Akiva, that you would find much more enjoyment watching the first 7 episodes than you will watching the last 3.
I think that's
three.
Probably
it gets,
true.
Slow at the end.
A lot of reality shows are like that. There's fewer people left a lot of times on shows. Yeah. And like, It's you know, you want to watch night one live feeds, not when there's nobody left in the house, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
For all the perverts
live,
out there.
The final three live feeds boring as hell.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I can't wait to watch the last three episodes so I could listen to the Too Hot to Handle finale recap.
Who's coming on?
Yes. So I will be recapping the last three episodes. We're going to record on Saturday morning due to scheduling concerns, but it's going to be myself with Jenny Autumn, Lavina, and Puya. Wow. So it should
That's
be
a crew.
A really fun time. The Too Hot to Handle podcast is where Puya coined the term falafel boy and full penne. So
full penne?
Full penne. How do you go full penne?
For penetration, for penetration. Oh, so you never know what Puya's gonna cook up on a Too Hot to Handle podcast. So I'm excited for the panel. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. Rob is broken right now.
No. Yeah, I didn't know full penne. And yeah, make sure it's al dente.
Oy vey.
Okay, perfect. But yes, we will be back.
Or then you're gonna have to have a conversation, right, Akiva?
Oh man, I'm gonna have to.
Maybe don't put any of our names on this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Also, yeah. Same thought.
But yes, we'll be back for that panel to finish the season. Thank you both of you for talking to me about season three.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
thank you so much for having us on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast.
Yes. I would you guys like to provide some plugs for the Hot Dummies on Island Speed in case people don't know where to find you?
Oh, you could listen to us every week on Robin Akiva Anita podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast, I want to hear more of us. We are going to continue this conversation in the mailbag on Robin Akiva Anita podcast.
Hell yeah. And Akiva, you also have like what, three more podcasts?
Yeah, we got NGOG happening. We got 32 fans. But yeah, if you turn into the rest of this, if you don't know Robin Akiva Anita podcast, now you do. Come, Kirsten, you're joining us for the rest of this episode also, right?
I don't think I can today.
Oh my, look at you. You give her own podcast feed and she big times us immediately. Wow.
Oh my God, this is my 11th time on Renap and it is the first time ever.
Most common, our number one guest.
Yeah,
right?
This
most
is commonly. Like when Olga told Steven, I should go be on other podcasts and you should also have other guests on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
It's 6 o'clock where you are. What's going on?
Yeah, I have to go stream on my Twitch channel and then I also have a life, Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stream on your Twitch channel and have a life. You have to choose.
I can and I do. Okay. So speaking of, if people wanted to go follow me, you can follow me on every platform at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Please, please, please leave a 5-star review on our Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. It's the best way to help people find the feed is by reviews and subscribing. That's robhaswebsite.com/hotdummies. I will see you on the weekend for the final panel. So until next time.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.